how would you describe your authorial voice in the book? And did you consciously craft it or did it just emerge organically?
I think more the latter. And it was more out of playfulness rather than trying to be an overlord over anything. And the playfulness was, in a way, green-lighted by memories of listening to John as he was writing different novels or long stories. And he always said, until he found the narrator's voice, he couldn't often structure his books. And it would take various forms in different novels. And so I felt like until I feel free to just let these associations and memories and anecdotes flow, I won't find my own voice. And so it's not like I found it and then wrote it. It was like the reverse of John. I sort of found it by allowing all these things to happen first. So it wasn't literally doing what John did, but doing it and then finding, oh, there it is.